Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 10th of November, 2022. The Bible reading for today is from James chapter 2, verses 1 to 13. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Today's article, titled "Mercy Triumphs," was written by Chris Whale. The Liverpool Homeless Football Club, LHFC, has helped hundreds of people since it first began in 2007. "Without LHFC, I would not be alive today," says a girl who was forced into homelessness. A man suffering with PTSD shares, "They are my family. Thanks to them, my life is getting better." One of the founders explains that the football club makes such a difference because no matter who comes for help or what addictions, troubles, or backstory they bring with them, we see them all as footballers first. Their football pitch gives everyone equal value, purpose, and an opportunity to grow. In the New Testament, James emphasized this kind of mindset when he wrote that believers in Jesus should treat everyone the same way. Concerned that the rich were being favored over the poor, he warned, "Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" For us in church, we should see everyone as needing mercy first. For as James says, mercy triumphs over judgment. If we focus on the differences and problems that arise in community life, we can be tempted to judge and discriminate. But when, with God's help, we view others from a perspective of mercy, we recognize that everyone needs compassion. We look at them through the eyes of Jesus. And then we can give hope and provide a place of welcome to whoever crosses our threshold. Let's pray. Merciful God, I praise you for the grace you have shown me. Help me to be welcoming and compassionate towards those I meet. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.